This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Monday, Germany led a tightening of coronavirus restrictions in Europe that have triggered frustration and anger, while the COVID-19 crisis deepened in the United States on election eve. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Monday, if the country can manage to lock down for a month, they can break the second wave. To curb the spike in Europe's biggest economy, Chancellor Merkel has ordered a round of shutdowns starting Monday until the end of the month. Germans will not be confined to their homes, but bars, cafes, and restaurants must close, as well as theaters, operas, and cinemas. New restrictions are expected to be unveiled in Belgium, which has the world's highest number of COVID-19 cases per capita, and in Italy, the first country in Europe to impose a lockdown during the first wave. Emergency teams have brought out two girls alive from the wreckage of their collapsed apartment building in the Turkish city of Izmir 3 days after a strong earthquake. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Rescue workers applaud as three-year-old Erif Perinçek, wrapped in a foil blanket, is pulled out of the rubble and taken to safety. Earlier, a 14-year-old girl had been extricated after being trapped for some 58 hours. The state-run Anadolu Agency reports Elif had spent 65 hours in the wreckage of her apartment and now was the 106th person to be rescued alive. The overall death toll from Friday's quake is now over 80, after teams found more bodies overnight amid toppled buildings in Izmir. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The earthquake was centered in the Aegean, northeast of the Greek island of Samos. Via remote, this is VOA News. Joe Biden has been working to boost black turnout in the White House campaign's final days. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
While Democrats have been urging voting by mail, Biden's appealing to black supporters to vote in person tomorrow and denounce President Trump's virus pandemic handling.
That is a mass casualty event in the black community.
The president says it's a community for which Biden's done nothing for years.
Show Joe Biden and the Democrat Party what you think of their decades of betrayal and abuse.
Biden's hoping a strong black turnout tomorrow in Atlanta, Philadelphia, and other places could boost his chances. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Britain is continuing to work hard to bridge gaps with the European Union in pursuit of a trade deal. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's spokesman said Monday. The spokesman said, quote, we are continuing to work hard throughout this intensive period of talks to seek to bridge the significant gaps that still remain between our positions in the most difficult areas, end quote. Algerians approved a revised version of the North African country's constitution with two-thirds of votes cast, the Electoral Commission said Monday, after record low turnout in the previous day's referendum. The revised constitution passed with 66.8% of the vote. National Independent Elections Authority Chief Mohamed Charfi told a press conference he had earlier announced turnout of just 23.7%, a historic low for a poll. Peru's Congress will debate Monday whether to start a new process to remove President Martin Vizcarra from office over corruption allegations, a month and a half after he survived an impeachment trial. Lawmakers will weigh moving forward with impeachment proceedings at the request of a group of lawmakers over allegations Vizcarra accepted bribes of about $637,000 from two companies that won public works tenders when he was the governor of the southern region of Moquegua. Vizcarra has denied the allegations. More than 50,000 people took part Monday in the biggest demonstration yet in Bangladesh over French President Emmanuel Macron's defense of the right to publish cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. The rally started at Bangladesh's biggest mosque. It was stopped from getting close to the French embassy, where security has been stepped up amid mounting tensions over Macron's comments. Demonstrations have been held in many Muslim-majority countries after Macron defended France's freedom of speech laws in the wake of the killing of a teacher shown caricatures of the Muslim prophet to his class. For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.